Obesity is epidemic among American children and adolescents. More than one child in five is somewhat overweight before reaching school age, and one in 10 is now considered obese by medical standards. Health experts have worried for years that many of these children will develop diabetes. As NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, a study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine appears to confirm that fear.
Dr. Sonia Caprio is a pediatrician at Yale University. She tested 167 children between the ages of 4 and 18. She gave them a drink high in sugar and then measured the amount of sugar and insulin in their blood.
We found that 25% of children with marked obesity, were in a pre-diabetic state.
These children were simply not processing sugar properly. This puts them at great risk for developing actual diabetes. The findings are surprising, says Caprio, because until now it was thought that type 2 diabetes developed mostly in middle age. This is the most common form of diabetes. It's related to obesity, and typically it develops in people who are in their 50s, with severe complications developing 10 or 15 years later. If diabetes starts to develop in children who are adolescents or even younger, then the complications are going to occur in early adulthood. Dr. Judith Fradkin heads the Diabetes Division of the National Institutes of Health. She says that's a frightening prospect.
In general, people who have diabetes die on average about 15 years earlier than people who don't have diabetes. Most of those deaths are due to cardiovascular disease, but of course, then there are also what we call the microvascular complications of diabetes. This is the damage to the eyes and to the kidneys and to the nerves that makes diabetes the lead cause of adult onset blindness, the lead cause of adult onset kidney failure, and the lead cause of non-traumatic amputation in this country.
Studies in a number of cities show that type 2 diabetes is rising among kids. Over the past 8 years, they document increases as much as 50%. Dr. Caprio says scientists are pretty sure they know why.
The driving problem is the obesity. If we could reduce the weight of our children in the Western country, we would not see all these problems at all.
Caprio says she's seen children who have this pre-diabetic condition turn it around by losing weight. Doctors don't know exactly how obesity increases diabetes risk. They think it has to do with hormones produced by fatty tissue that actually inhibit the ability of muscles to process sugar. Dr. Fradkin says the worrisome increase in obesity among children can be attributed to obvious changes in lifestyle and diet.
You know, everybody now is supersizing it. We're seeing vending machines selling sodas in schools. We're seeing that the typical size of a soda, which when I was a child was an 8-ounce soda, now can be as large as, a 64-ounce soda. So, children, portion sizes are going up tremendously. Foods that are very high in fat are actually very cheap. And also, children are not getting as much exercise as they used to.
Today, kids stay indoors more, playing video games, computer games, and watching TV, all sedentary activities. There are no studies yet proving kids can solve their blood sugar problems by being more active and losing weight, but there have been studies in adults. In one study, adults who lost 10 to 15 pounds and started walking every day cut their risk of diabetes in half. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.